Ave Satanas, and hail my brothers. I hear the sound of Lucifer's envoy. I greet them with open arms. As I stir, so does those of kindred spirit. We are awakened. No longer living corpses under a tyrant's dream. We arise, reach out and transform. In this, the spirit is revealed and free. Fiat. Today, I'm speaking to you about sex, magic, and sex magic. It is a common misconception among Satanists that sex magic is the thing you do to get better sex. It is indeed not quite what it is. Sex magic is where you use the power and the energy of sex and fucking to get to the right state so that you can use the energy of it to do spell casting and all those sort of things. Magic for sex is a different story. If you want to use the power of Satanism, you want to use your altar and your skill as a Satanist, and you would like the assistance of Satan and his demons, then you perform a ritual. Ritual has the aim of sex. It is not sex magic. It is a ritual with the aim of good sex. I have recently done such a ritual for one of my listeners, and well, the report I got from him was that his mind was blown. And that is the purpose of this kind of exercise, is to truly have pleasure while fucking. All of the false religions and other people oftentimes regard sex or fucking as an act of procreation. That is true. If you've got a woman there and you want to get her pregnant, you want kids, then you fuck her and you blow your load into her pussy and you make sure that she gets pregnant. But for most people, most of us gay men, fucking and sex is pleasure. It's indulgence. It's enjoyment of the person you have with you. Enjoying the muscles of the male body, enjoying the good feeling of body contact between two men, enjoying the feeling of sticking your cock into his ass, feeling good about making him moan, or if you're so inclined, the feeling of having a dick in your ass, feeling him pound against your prostate. Well, for those kind of things is what we're talking about today. We're talking about a ritual that can be done in order to, well, get the experience you desire. Now, for this ritual, you need to have a few objects extra on your altar. Of course, you will have the phallus. You will also have certain images, pictures, things that you would like to see or happen, things that you want to do. maybe you've got a certain person in mind that you want to do these things to. All of these, you will have images on the altar. You will focus on them. You will make sure that your mind is clear and free. You will make sure that you are in control of your situation, as I described before. You will then start the ritual, as in the previous broadcast described. You'll ring the bell, you'll point the sword, you'll drink from the chalice. Then comes the invocation that you employ to conjure the lust. Come forth, O great spawn of the abyss, and make thy presence manifest. I have set my thoughts upon the blazing pinnacle which glows with the chosen lust of the moments of increase, and grows further in the turgid swell. Send forth that messenger of voluptuous delights, and let these obscene vistas of my dark desires take form in future deeds and doings. From the sixth tower of Satan there shall come a sign which joineth with those psalters within, and as such will move the body of the flesh of my summoning. I have gathered forth my symbols and prepared my garnishings of this to be, and the image of my creation lurketh as a seething basilisk awaiting his release. The vision shall come as reality, and through the nourishment that my sacrifice giveth, the angels of the first dimension shall become the substance of the third. Go out into the void of night, and pierce that mind that respondeth with thoughts, which ladeth the past of lewd abandon. My rod is a thrust, the penetrating force of my venom shall shatter the sanctity of the mind which is barren of lust. And as the seed falleth, so shall its vapors be spread within the reeling brain, benumbing it to helplessness according to my will. In the name of the great god Pan, may my secret thoughts be marshaled into the movements of the flesh of that which I desire. Now at this point, you need to make the seal, seed fall. As you wank and rub out the seed, you will think and visualize all that you want to do and what needs to be done. And then, at the point of climax, as you spill your seed, you say, Shemham Farash, Hail Satan. At this point, you end your ritual. If you do this kind of ritual, I find it's usually quite good to do it the day before the time. Give time for the energies, give time for the spawn of the abyss to make these thoughts of yours and these requests happen. All of our work is based on energy. You place all this energy out in the universe. You ask for certain things to happen. You ask for certain people to help you. And of course, they need time. Sometimes it happens quickly. Sometimes it takes a while. I have done this ritual many times. Oftentimes, I'm just in the mood for a good fuck. So then, I do this ritual. I focus on any man out there. I focus on getting messages on an app. And then, after an hour or so, I merely go to the app, open it up, and 10, 12 willing little sluts are waiting for me. All describing exactly what I want to do, what they need from me is exactly what I said. It is a powerful incantation. It is a powerful evocation. It does take a bit of practice, though. You need to make sure that you are in control, and you need to make sure that you practice these things. Of course, for the first time you do it, it might not work. It might work halfway. But with practice comes perfect. So, my brothers, with this I leave you today with the basic understanding of a lust ritual. In future podcasts, we'll speak about virtues, we'll speak about how a gay satanic male conducts himself, what you should and should not really do. But that is all for another time. I hope you enjoy, and I hope that you find the answers that you are looking for. As I said before, please feel free to send me some email. I am happy to be your guide into this life. There are many things I can share with you and tell you and help you with, which I can't necessarily put on a podcast. So please do send me an email. Let me know if you enjoy the podcast. Let me know what I can help you with. Ave Satanas. Thank you.